Mm-hmm. Once we have all that foundation work done with the dogs, when an agency buys that dog from MidMichigan Kennels, included in the purchase price is a 5-week handler's course. And that's where the officer comes back to the kennel and undergoes an intensive 5 weeks of skill building, A, learning how to work the dog, and then also more importantly is how to maintain it once they leave the school. And, mm-hmm. and Bill's done an excellent job. I mean, I'm not just saying it because he's sitting here with me today, but I've always touted Bill as one of my hardest working handlers. And I got another one, you know, I got several of them. But Bill's probably was, with his first dog and now with his second, probably one of the hardest working guys, putting in hours of his own time beyond what the department allotted to achieve the level of proficiency and excellence that he's done with his dogs. He's done a great job.
And, Bill, what goes on in terms of the ongoing training? Because one of the things I would imagine is that with these dogs, they need to consistently get this use. They need to consistently be reinforced, and it becomes ongoing. Even after Mike graduates the dog to you, to keep the skills sharp, just like you have to go to the range every now and again to work on your shooting eye, I would imagine same thing is true with the dog training, correct?
Yeah, that's very true. I'd like to train, you know, at least 4 hours a week. A lot of times it's on my own time, like Mike said. But you got to keep the dogs proficient in everything. And you got to document everything for court purposes. You know, when you're tracking, you document the weather, you document the terrain, you document the articles that you leave behind. That's all stuff that you have to document for court. In case when your case ends up in court that, you know, the judge or the defense attorney and stuff like that can look at also.
I'm just curious. Any of these dogs, I would think that they would have to at least have some skills in the ability of helping in apprehending when these situations occur. Maybe the officer's safety is in jeopardy. Maybe there's situations. Is there any kind of baseline? All dogs get this or that?
Well, with the dual-purpose dogs, that's the other side of the dual is the patrol side, and you know. One thing that I make sure of is I don't have a police dog out, and I've got probably close to 175, 180 dogs that I've trained all over the U.S. and around the world. All of my dogs are very social. I would trust every one of them in a classroom with kindergartens running around loose while I talked, that the kids could pat them and pull the tail and do all that stuff. They're very social. I don't believe that a police dog needs to be a mean dog to do a good job.
Okay.
And with that said, the training is taught as a game. Chase the rabbit, chase the squirrel. So when we do training in that light, it's done teaching the dog. This is fun. It's something you enjoy doing. It's no different than people at home who use a rope, the ropes with the knots on them that you can buy at the pet store, and they play tug of war with their dog. I mean, it's basically the same thing. The difference is now what I'm grabbing a hold of is the big padded arm on the suit or the protective sleeve that the bad guy wears in training. But it's fun. It's taught as a game. We don't want it to be a high stress situation for the dog. So it's all a good time. It's a lot of fun for the dogs.
Okay. And is there a baseline for the dog that has just a single function as like maybe drug stiff? Is there a certain aptitude it's going to have for at least some safety?
Well, I don't want to say no. Every, you know, when a police department looks at putting a canine unit on the road, and when I'm discussing the initial front end of that with the department or administrator, and they say, well, we're thinking about only getting a Labrador drug dog because we don't have to worry about the dog biting anybody and our insurance will be cheaper.
Right. Yeah, that would make sense.
When you talk to insurance people, they'll tell you this, and you know, Michigan Risk Management or Michigan Municipal League or whatever, whoever the agencies are insured with here in Michigan, the premium is typically the same whether you have a Labrador sniffing dog or you have the German Shepherd that does the apprehension and handler protection work, because in an insurance person's eyes and in mine, every dog has a propensity to bite.
Okay.
I mean, you got to think about it that way. So, we just want to make sure that when we pick a single purpose dog, because agencies, if they do say that's what we want to make sure it's a very gentle, social dog and that they don't have that high drive for prey or defense.
Okay.
So it sounds like then in the end that the dogs can be trained for police work, but you can also have dogs that become wonderful house pets in the case that they do retire and they're no longer doing that line of work. It all goes into that initial training, if I'm hearing you correctly.
That's correct.
Well, we've been having a wonderful conversation. It's exactly what I expected, Rick. We ran out of time, and I could probably continue to go on and on with this particular guest. So it probably means we're going to have you back. We've been talking today with Sergeant Bill Burgoyne from the White Pigeon Police Department and Mike Morgan, the master trainer from the International Police Work Dog Association and the owner of Mid-Michigan Kennels, here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. Oh, there's a solution.